I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Come on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
Good. It's so good to be with you. It is that time of year. We had the weather cool off this week in Utah. I don't know about you, but I busted out all my fall boots.
It's feeling like fall. We're wearing sweaters today, which is so fun.
I really struggle with this time of the year because I think I struggle with the transition. I don't know whether to wear summer or fall or winter clothes, and I like him really struggling with the in-between.
Welcome to Utah, right?
I know, right? but I imagine that similar concepts are true for your home, where you can get your home ready for fall, right? And one of the things I love about fall, and I know you love this too, Heather, is those warm colors, right? The browns, the neutrals, the just those warm fall colors.
I don't know if you've been to the canyon lately, but the colors are starting to change. It was actually just this past Sunday I saw the very first tree that definitely started getting those yellows and oranges.
So I always think it's miraculous. The trees know.
It's a great time of year, especially in Utah. You know, one of the best things about being in Utah is the four seasons. And I'm a Utah homegrown girl, and it's something that I've always loved and admired. And people that come here from out of state just rave about that. There's never a dull moment in Utah. And even in December, sometimes, you know, we get the really sunny days. And in June and July this last summer, we were getting cold weather. I mean, you never know what's going to show up.
We do joke that this is our first fall, right? Because it'll get back to 100 degrees in a week. And
that's
then we'll
week.
Have second fall. And
I know. Crazy. But today I am honored and so excited to have Murray Eastern on the show with us today. He is here all the way from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, Murray.
Thank you, Heather. Nice to be here.
This is great. And how I know Murray is actually, he is one of our furniture reps. And he reps Omnia Leather, which is one of the best leather companies in the entire country. So, Murray, welcome to the show. We want to hear all about how you became interested in this furniture business, and then we'll move on to Omnia Leather and kind of give us a history of that as well.
Well, great. Thank you, Heather. So, just to talk a little bit about who Omnia Leather is and how we're different in the marketplace, we're one of the only manufacturers that still manufacture all of our product in the United States. And as you might be aware, most of the furniture production is done offshore these days. And we are one of the only domestically produced leather upholstery lines in the country. We made that decision many years ago, and we started in 1989, a family-owned business, and I've been with them since 1994, and I'm really proud to say that we have been able to buck the trend and produce in America. It's produced in Los Angeles, and we're one of the only ones in the country that's still making product in good old USA.
I love that Made in USA tag. I think that the more that we can promote that, the better. It keeps workers busy. And if you ever have warranty issues, you're not waiting for something to come overseas, which is a huge, huge perk as well. You were saying you've been doing this business since 1994. So just a few years. You have a little experience.
Yes, it's a long time I've been in the business. I started in 1982, so I'm in my 40th year in the business, and got into the business. My father was a sales rep, and I'm proud to say that my son has now joined me in the business.
Jonah.
So he's third generation in the business, and we're pretty well known in the industry throughout. We've done business with some stores for 40, 45 years. So it's a kind of a unique situation.
But, I think that's incredible. One of my favorite things about being in the furniture and interior design business is just the friends and the relationships that you make. And we all have those funny stories. I keep threatening that I'm going to write a book and tell all of the funny stories because no one would ever believe them. Right. I mean, even 2 days ago, we had a homeless person that was parked, or I guess sleeping, right at the front of one of our stores. And of course, the employees are trying to come in and they didn't know what to do. I mean, there's always something new in furniture and interior design, things that you just don't ever expect. We have stories of customers dropping hilarious things on our showroom floor. Underwear. I mean, you would think the craziest thing, like what?
Or just the clients who come in and buy your whole store.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And then the furniture is put back out and then they buy more.
Right.
I love it.
I don't know what, it's never a dull moment, but I'm sure you have so many stories.
And my father always told me, he says, the greatest thing about this business is it's different every day.
It really is.
And I tell my son, you know, this is a live performance. And so when you show up, when you're at a market, when you're talking to customers, this isn't the same old routine. It's going to be different. And yes, there are many stories.
It's going to be exciting. Never a dull moment. I love that we are fulfilling people's dreams.
Well, when you think about it, it's a product that you use every day. And there aren't a whole lot of things that you can say that about. Sometimes you buy things and they sit in the closet or on the shelf and you'd use them sporadically. But leather upholstery is something you use every day in your house. And I also say that it's fashion. And it's a way of expressing yourself. It's a way of... showing, you know, what makes you happy in your home, and you have the freedom to choose.
Marie, I always joke with Heather that my fashion sense and my home sense thus is hot mess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really not, but she always says that.
Well, Lindsay, it can be a positive and a negative.
I know. And I believe that furniture, your home specifically, really is a reflection of you, the things that are important to you. Mm-hmm. Really, people work an entire lifetime to have quality furniture. We all bought that, you know, put together, takes 4 hours, as I'm not going to mention any names, but we all know what we're talking about. That big box store.
Listen.
That it's really inexpensive, but then you have to spend 4 hours to put it together and it only lasts maybe a few months. It's recycling furniture, recyclable, should we say that?
Call it disposable furniture. But it's really important, and I think one of the things that we'll talk about today is what makes a quality piece of furniture. Because a lot of people don't really know what makes a quality piece of furniture. I mean, they'll buy something from a store based on the reputation of the store. And what surprises me out there in our industry is that most of the big stores tend to try and get the customer to spend the least and buy the cheapest. And it's really counterproductive sometimes for customers to come in when they're really searching for something quality.
When you think about it, too, if you're spending, you know, say you spend $150 on a nightstand, you're going to replace that nightstand probably in the next month or 2 months. Maybe you get 6 to a year out of it, right? If you just spend $300 in the first place, maybe that will last a lot longer.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions, too. And people need to be educated. I tell salespeople in the stores, really, your job is to educate those customers coming through the door. You know, we talk about sales and, you know, what your shtick is and what have you. But really what you're trying to do is educate that customer, because they don't do this every day.
Right.
You do. And you don't really know. Yeah, you know, they don't really know what a quality piece of furniture is, no matter what they're purchasing.
It's so true. And I've worked with people that have unlimited budgets, the very, very successful CEOs and celebrities of Utah. And it doesn't matter how much money you make. A lot of them have no idea why they should splurge in some areas and then save in other areas. And I think that's what our obligation and our responsibility is. Omnia Furniture is one of those quality products that you do want in great areas that will be used a lot because they will last. It will look great. Those great rooms, those family rooms, those men's offices, usually in a home, sometimes the basement areas get a lot of use and wear and tear, and it's like a good bomber jacket leather. It will last if you buy quality.
Well, I love the biggest misconception that I see out there is customers will come into the store and they'll look at a leather sofa and they'll go, ooh, that looks beautiful. And they go, but I have kids and I have pets, so I can't have leather in my house. And it's exactly the opposite of that. In reality, the best fiber that you can put in your house, if you have wear requirements with kids, with pets, is a leather upholstery product. Now, the problem that we have in the industry is that there's varying degrees of leather. People will call leather a leather sofa, and there are so many different levels of quality when you talk about a leather sofa.
Okay, so Murray, we're really excited to talk about that. We're running out of time for this segment. So at Omnia Leather, there is good, better, best. We'll get into more of the details on how to know what that is so that you know where to spend your money. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores in Lehigh and Orem have all the furniture you could ever need. And it's not just furniture that you're going to find anywhere else. It is stunning. It is different. It is unique. And you will know when you have Osmond Design furniture in your home when you walk in. Heather, how are you?
We're doing well. Thanks so much, Lindsay. You know what? I hope you know that we really do take the time. We do more research probably than any other store in all of Utah. We go to almost every single market that is provided and available to us so that we can go and hobnob and really research the very best furniture manufacturers to make sure that we're offering the very best family friendly as well as designer and beautiful quality furniture that will last for the best prices. When we go to market, we're usually the first ones there. And we're the last ones to leave when everyone else is closing down everything. There just happens to be one that's still open. And so we'll go in and they're usually, the security's trying to get us out. They're like,
that's
come
Heather
back Osmond.
Tomorrow. That's us.
She
we
needs
love it.
To go. We're Heather, passionate about this.
When we talk about, we're talking about leather sofas and just leather in general. I didn't know, as just the average consumer out there, that there are so many different types and different price points. And, you know, I'm a mom of young children. We always joke on the show that if I can spill Diet Coke and black dog hair and my kids' sticky fingers on my couch, then I'll buy
it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of people are just like you, Lindsay. They don't know. And Marie and I were just talking that when the average consumer or customer comes into a big box store, they're dealing with salespeople that really are not educated and have no idea. We have Murray Eastern here, all the way from Las Vegas. He is a furniture rep with Omnia Leather, which we are proud to carry at Osmond Designs. You have been in the business for how many years?
40 years.
Only 40 years.
We're just getting started.
Just getting started. And you have so much experience and expertise in the leather industry, in the upholstery industry. Please educate us.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. And so, you know, my job, as I explained to salespeople, and so salespeople can talk to customers, really is to educate them what leather upholstery would be appropriate for their needs. Okay, so leather is a unique product. It's an animal hide. None of the animals are raised for their hides. It's a byproduct of the meat industry. So most of the product is actually that we receive is done in Europe. So we tan most of the hides in Italy, which, as any of your fashionistas out there will know, is most of the great leather, handbags, shoes, and what have you, comes from that part of the world. There's no cows in Italy. There's a misconception, too, on that. But the tanning is done in Italy. And we get the cows from northern European countries where the climate is cold. The hides grow thick. There's no insect infestation on the hides. And there's really the quality of what we're receiving is much higher. And so when they tan a leather hide, the underside is split away, and there's a term called split leather. And if you've had a suede leather shoe or a suede purse, that's what split leather looks like. And the split, as you know, with suede is not very durable. So we don't use any of that byproduct, but 95% of the furniture producers out there actually do, because it's much less expensive. And what they do is they take and they stamp a vinyl pressing on top of the split leather to give it a grain characteristic, so it looks like a grained leather. The problem is, and people will say, oh, I don't want leather. It's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. And that's because they've had this product that's been stamped with vinyl, and it really has the characteristics of a vinyl rather than a leather. So there's terms like bonded leather, split leather, and these really don't have the great characteristics and durability of the outer shell, the top grain, which is what Omnia only uses, and they use it throughout the entire sofa. So the sides and the front rail and the back are all the same product as on the seats and the back cushions.
I love that. So I don't know any home in Utah. I know there's a few, but speaking just generally, I don't know a home that does not have something that is leather in their home, whether that be a sofa or a sectional or chairs or something. So knowing just what you're saying, knowing what to buy, you know, it's one thing to walk into a store and say, oh, that looks great. But how do you know?
Yeah, and we have the automotive industry to kind of thank for that. I mean, years ago, they were kind of pioneers in bringing leather into automotive interiors. It used to be all fabric or just vinyl. And now you have some leather, and it's seen as a upgrade and a desirable option. And so we've taken that story and brought it into the homes. And for those customers that are really looking for quality, you want a top grain leather. You do not want a vinyl coated split leather or vinyl product. And you really have to ask that question, you know, is this a top grain leather? When a store advertises a leather sofa, it's kind of a giveaway that they're not talking about a top grain sofa.
What's the price point difference there, Murray?
Well, it's significant. Split leather is probably half the cost of what a top grain leather is. And so when you walk into a store and you're shopping, you really have to know what it is that you're buying. And then some very reputable manufacturers will take and put vinyl on the back and the sides of the sofa to save money. So they'll have top grain on the seat and the backs. But the problem with that is a year from now, the vinyl is going to look different than the seat and the back cushions. So you're in for a big surprise.
You
a year
sure
down the
are.
Road.
And I think part of that is just shopping in stores that you trust.
Right.
And asking those salespeople, telling them what you need.
Right.
And then having them tell you, I would put this in my home. If I right. were in your position, they've done the research. At our store, we work with just similar to Omnia. We have good, better, best at all different price points. Yeah. We have the best designer brands in the country. Omnia Leather is one of our favorites.
Right. Thank you.
It has a great price point, quality product, and you can customize. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs, Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have Murray Eastern with Omnia Leather. And of course, we love Lindsay Ayres here from KSL. Stay
tuned. I just push the buttons. Let's
do awesome. We love having you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, you can find this whole episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show. You'll find us there. Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. Heather, you know this about me. One of the many skills that you have that I don't is the ability to walk into a home and see its bones, see its structure, see its, and even with interior design, see the layout, see the existing furniture and say, no, that couch needs to go here, or no, you need a painting here. I don't have that skill. I mean, I know what I like, but I don't have that skill.
Lindsay, you have so many other talents.
I can push buttons and talk.
I admire you every single time I come up to KSL. You juggle a million different things, and you're always my go-to for keeping me up to date on what's going on in the news.
That's
and
why
I appreciate
we make a good
that.
Team.
We have too much fun.
We have different skills.
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite things is to help people make their homes how they need it to be, because you can look in any home and, you know, cookie cutter, say, oh, you need a sofa here, you need chairs here, you need a bed here. But how people live in their home really does make a difference. Some people like to entertain. And so some people love to entertain in their home. So I would design those rooms differently in those main areas than someone that doesn't want to entertain and just wants to be comfortable.
Number of seats is important when you're talking about entertaining versus a space and scale.
Exactly. We have Murray Eastern on the show with us today. He is representing Omnia Leather all the way from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Heather. Nice to be here.
So fun. Murray has been educating us about all the bells and whistles of all the leather and what to buy and why you should buy it. But let's talk a little bit about the look.
Okay.
Omnia Leather is a made in USA product, and they carry sectionals.
The nice thing about Omnia is that, and I'll go right with the name. Omnia is an Italian word that translates in English to everything. Okay, and that's really been our banner for since 1989. We cover traditional, contemporary, transitional, all the different designs that are out there. So whatever your taste is, you can find it with Omnia. There's several lines that just address traditional or just contemporary, and we run the gamut. We have over 300 styles. And we have a great website, omnialeather.com, that people can go to and peruse all of our styles. You don't need a password or anything. But one of the nice things is that because we're produced in Los Angeles, we have over a 300,000 square foot manufacturing facility in two locations, is that we can produce a wide variety of product, sectionals, reclining product, stationary product. We even do bar stools in leather, which is very popular right now. And you have the ability to customize your particular space in pretty much the exact dimension, not to the inch, but within
pretty close,
but within a seat cushion of what you need. And you can choose the depth of the seat. You can choose the width of the seat in many of the styles. And again, you can go contemporary in one room, and you can go more transitional in the family room, and really, you know, go with different designs within your own home and transition it into different looks.
So I love that you carry sectionals, but you also carry sofas.
Mm-hmm.
They can be what you would normally imagine as a sofa. You also have conversationals that mm-hmm. actually have a little curve to them,
right,
which are so cool.
Right.
You have reclining sofas. You have stationary sofas.
Right.
You can choose your arm.
Exactly.
You can choose your back. You can choose the leg.
You can choose whether you want the recliners on that seat or then the middle seat.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and a lot of lines don't have that ability. Certainly anything that's produced over in Asia, for example, is limited. a lot of times, and also the time frame. You know, now finally we're out of the COVID era here, and supply chain is getting back to normal, and so you know you can select something and just have it in a matter of weeks, and it's pretty cool to be able to offer that.
And to have the height on the back, mm-hmm. what you would like. Some people like to have their, other people like it to be a little bit lower if you're right. more of an apartment style and yeah. you need a little more space. The arms, you can choose a rolled arm, a sock arm, a track arm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
incredible
Again,
options.
You can really customize it to what you want it to be. And the nice thing is that we're consistent in our quality throughout. So again, to go back to what makes a quality piece of furniture, you know, all of our product is made out of a hardwood frame. We actually have a sawmill at our factory and bring the lumber in and cut our own frames. And that's very unusual. Most people buy frames and take what's out there. And we don't do that. We can actually cut the lumber and we use a hardwood frame and steel spring construction. And the reason you want to do that is not so much that the frame won't break, but the fastenability. Yeah. So all of our product is a hardwood frame with a steel spring construction. And the advantage of that is not so much that the frame won't break, but that the fastenability of all these metal parts into the hardwood frame. You want a secure fastening. A lot of manufacturers use a nylon webbing to support their seat cushions because they use an inexpensive softwood frame. We don't do that. That's part of the quality story with Omnia. Hardwood frame, steel springs, mechanisms that are weight rated at 360 pounds. Not that we're looking for obese people to buy our furniture, but just to the quality of the springs and the gauge of the steel that we use. It's quality all the way through.
And Utah is known for large families. And so oftentimes there's two or three kids on one cushion. So
yeah.
I think that makes all the difference in the world. We've all been into that home where there's a sofa that has the saggy cushions,
right?
That you know yes. it's just not lasting. I've even been into people's homes that they have purchased something at a big box store and they said that the frame actually is broken
right.
because one of their kids jumped on an arm. Or I have right. no idea what people do in their homes, but it gets a little crazy.
For example, all of our arm pillows have a little zipper underneath so you can replace the foam that's in the arm pillow because everybody has those friends that come over and they sit on the arm.
Have you met my three-year-old yeah. guys? Like he's jumping from arm yeah. to arm. Yeah.
Yes.
So all of our arm pillows have zippers, so it's very easy to pull out and put a new piece of foam or fiber in there. And with cheaper product, you have to get it reupholstered. And by that time, you're probably going to cost you more than what costs for the sofa.
I love that. And I think that with Omnia Leather, we just don't have to worry about quality issues. As a retailer, I don't want my clients and customers to have problems that I have to warranty and that we have to, 2 years from now, have replacement cushions or have the frame break or legs break or anything.
No consumer has the time for that.
No, and the retailer doesn't. We don't want that even associated with that. So that's one thing I'm really grateful for with Omnia Leather.
It's a cost.
Quality.
It's cost that's not translated in the price when you pay for it. And the cost to get it repaired, the cost to have to stay home, the cost to arrange all that stuff is a hidden cost.
I agree. Okay. Also, Omnia Leather has incredible leather ottomans.
Right.
In Utah, that is one of the hot sellers for us. I think that people use those as not only comfort when they're sitting on their sofa or their sectional, they can put their feet up and watch the Jazz game or, the BYU or Utah game. But you can also use it for additional seating. So you put a tray on that, you move that around, and it's great for entertainment.
Flexibility with the ottomans is one of the big advantages. And with a leather ottoman, again, there's nothing better that you can have that's going to hold up. You can spill on it. It'll wipe up. All of our leathers are protected. If you spill something on it, wine, whatever, it's just going to wipe up. Stay with fabric. It's going to start degrading the day that you get it and
it's
everything
so true.
Absorbs in it. So
it's very
so,
true.
Again, I reiterate, leather is the thing to have if you entertain, if you have kids and pets, if you have wear requirements. A good top grain leather is the way to go.
It's so true. And you have all the colors in the world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So many good ones.
And we have the largest selection of colors and leathers that domestically available. So it's mind-boggling. Sometimes too much to choose from. And the funny thing is, what I've noticed over the years is that color is king.
It really
is. And so... when people decide choosing leather, it's really all about the color. And I find that it's not so much about how it feels or how it looks, but it's the color that people are really driven by.
And those caramel leathers, mm-hmm. those grays, those mm-hmm. blacks are just mm-hmm. still timeless, doing great. We have Murray Eastern with Omnia Leather all the way from Las Vegas joining us today, educating us about anything and everything associated with leather on sectionals, sofas, chairs, ottomans. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Oates here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, owner and interior designer. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem, so if you are finding yourself in Utah County today, I would swing by a store. Saturdays are great days for shopping for furniture.
It sure is. We have so many fun in-stock products right now. You definitely need to check it out. And one of those companies is actually Omnia Leather. We are sure proud to be partners with them here in the Utah area. We work so hard to find the best products at the best prices, and quality and uniqueness is huge for us. Today we have Murray Eastern with Omnia Leather. We're sure proud to have you all the way from Las Vegas here in the KSL studios. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Heather. Cooling off here in Utah. It's a little toasty in Vegas right now.
It's so true. Murray, before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the proud sponsor of the Home Show. I don't know any bank that loves Utah more than Central Bank. They are locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Not only do they do residential mortgage loans, they also do construction loans. They do commercial loans. Thank you, Central Bank, for your support. If you need a loan, check out Central Bank. Okay, Murray, back to square one. In-stock product is key, but Omnia also offers customization. We can special order things. And your lead time is about what?
Typically, it takes about a two-month time period. For a custom product, that's fast.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that gets overlooked is the fact that Omnia is made in America. And what that means, besides the fact, you know, American jobs, is the integrity of the product, the delivery mechanism of the product. We're not dependent, you know, on something shipping across an ocean to get here.
If we saw the impact of that at all, it was during COVID, right?
You did. And certainly the advantage of producing in Los Angeles, not far from Salt Lake, and the fact that our product is produced there entirely, the integrity of what we do. The state of California has the most rigid manufacturing specifications of any state in the country. And that goes to glue emissions. The glue that we use in the product is tested for cancer-causing things.
And they have those warnings on everything,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
That's part of their state code.
So you're protected. There's, you know, we can't have lead in the leather. There was an article came out years ago about, you know, some offshore product having, you know, nefarious chemicals, you know, in the leathers. And the state of California won't allow that. So there's some products that's not even sold in the state of California because they don't conform, and we conform to the state of California with all those requirements.
I love that. It's just one less thing that all of us have to worry about.
Right.
We talked earlier on this show about just shopping at stores that you trust and you respect, and that you know if there would be a problem, that they would stand behind their product and they would fix it.
You know, we have a 3-year warranty on our leather against peeling and cracking and tearing. So, you know, there's really no other leather upholstery manufacturer is going to give you that good of a warranty. So we back up what we say. It's not just talking about it. It's actually in writing what we warranty.
I love that. We love Omnia Leather. We have worked with other leather manufacturers who do not offer what you're offering. Not only warranty, but the color selection, the configuration, all of the different styles and the customization that my designers can offer to our clients is just unprecedented. So thank you so much for being on this show.
Well, I think
anything.
I think the important thing again is to reiterate just what a great fiber leather is to have in your house. It gives you color options that are almost unlimited. It gives you durability. A story that is unequaled as far as performance is concerned, and the customization with our product, the ability, you know, you can dictate, do you need seating? Do you want scale? The interior designers love it because it gives them that flexibility.
You're speaking to Utah, which we love our homes to look beautiful, but we love them to be functional. We have kids, we have pets, we live in our homes, and it really can still look great at the same time. And for years to come, leather can oftentimes be expensive. So you do want to be very picky about where you put those areas or spend that money, and come check it out. If you are in the Lehigh or the Orem areas, come in to Osmond Designs. We have in-stock product. Bring your truck and trailers and come check out Omnia Leather. You won't regret it. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm here with Murray Eastern with Omnia Leather all the way from Las Vegas. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We are proud to feature Omnia Leather on the show today. It's something that we believe in, and we know when you see it, you'll love it as well.
I learned so much about leather today, more than I ever thought I would. So I'm so excited to meet you, Murray, and glad you were able to inform our listeners about the different types of leather. So important. Heather, always good to join you. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.